Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Hey, man, how's it going?
It's good. Yeah, where are you right now?
I'm in New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I live in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I fly out tomorrow.
You're flying to Minneapolis.
First time.
One of the best times of the year, really, to be in Minneapolis, I think. And you're going to be performing, but also teaching at Clash Coffee in Northeast.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Clash Drums is a staple of Northeast, and it's been very cool to see a lot of events happening over there. How'd you get hooked up with Clash?
Yeah, I've known Jeremy for a little while through the vintage drum community.
Mm-hmm.
He used to come out to the Chicago Drum Show when I was living in Chicago.
Yeah.
So we met through there and through vintage drum transactions as well.
Yeah. What did he sell you?
You know, I think way back I bought a bass drum from him.
Like a
jazz ad from the 60s.
Yeah. So you're a big drum collector.
You know, these days, not so much collecting, but I play vintage drums. So, mm-hmm. you know, finding the right piece or, you know, they need their maintenance. So, mm-hmm. you know,
always
parts and upkeep and things like that. It's always good to have connects with, you know, the guys in the vintage community.
Yeah, I'm a drummer myself, so I know what it's like when you start collecting all the bits and nuggets and wing nuts and, you know,
mm-hmm.
I might need this someday.
Yeah, exactly.
But more about playing, how long have you been teaching then, either out of New York or in general?
Yeah, I've kind of been all over the place. Mm-hmm. I was born in the Bronx and grew up in the New York City suburbs and then moved up to Albany where I did my undergraduate degree in music education.
Right on.
And then I moved to Philadelphia and did a master's in jazz studies. And that's when I really got into, you know, jazz music and really pursuing that more intensely.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved out to Champaign-Urbana, Illinois to do my doctorate at the University of Illinois. And after that, I got a teaching job up in the city and I lived out there for about 8 or 9 years.
Mm. Awesome.
You know, I'm getting out to Minneapolis to do this show.
Yeah.
And since I have some downtime, I always offer that opportunity because I do a lot of teaching via Zoom to people all over the world. You know, when I'm in a new city, I always offer that option to,
mm-hmm.
you know, if anyone wants to get an in-person lesson.
Well, we should tell folks the International Jazz Night is happening Saturday at Clash Drums and Coffee. And this is a killer bill of drummers. I'm known and grown up with JT Bates, Isaac Jamba, I'm new to. What can you tell me about him?
Man, he's like the killing cat for Brazilian music.
Mm.
And he's just got incredible technique and touch. And, you know, it's going to be, I've actually never met him or been able to see him in person just through, we connected on, social media on Instagram.
Yeah.
So it'd be great. And also JT, I've never met him or seen him in person. So,
oh, he's a teddy bear.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm playing with some local guys, Graydon Peterson on bass and Jake Baldwin on trumpet.
Hell yeah.
Be in my studio.
That's awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And so on the event on Saturday is a performance, but there are also lessons being offered. Folks can find out about it on the website, clashcoffee.com. And so you'll be here all weekend trading fours with different musicians. All right, Eric, well, we're excited to have you in town this weekend, but let's get to some of your music. I know you've recorded a bunch of records through the years.
Yeah.
You mentioned a record called Hard Bop in 2020 that you released with Walter Smith III and who's Petros Klimpanis?
Petros Klimpanis,
yeah.
On bass. Yeah. Yep.
Very cool. What can you tell me about the record?
Yeah. So that, you know, unfortunately it released right, as the pandemic hit, which delayed a lot of really great things that were going to happen. But, it's all my original music on Rope-A-Dope Records.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my, you know, really cool original compositions.
Well, very cool. Let's listen to Train Ride. Is this a tribute then to John Coltrane?
John Coltrane, you'll hear with the harmony moving in thirds.
Mm.
That reference to Train.
Very cool. I got to see Elvin Jones a couple times back
wow.
in the day. Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm sure he's an inspiration to you. Very cool. Well, let's have a listen to that. It's Eric Binder Trio. Again, Eric's playing Saturday at Clash Coffee. Here's Train Ride on Jazz 88. Thank you. Elvin Jones on Jazz 88, the 1965 record. Dear John C., was certainly a tribute to John Coltrane. And I'm here with drummer Eric Binder. He's out of New York City. He's going to be in town this weekend for the International Jazz Night happening at Clash Coffee in Northeast in Minneapolis. Eric, any stories or feelings of inspiration from Elvin Jones?
Yeah, man, Elvin's my guy. I've always been drawn to the freedom in which he plays with. Mm-hmm. You know, he kind of really, as everyone says, you know, you can't really talk about Elvin Jones without talking about how he completely changed drumming.
100%.
You know, I love on this record, particularly the lockup with Richard Davis. Mm-hmm. is super killing, mm-hmm. as always.
Absolutely. I say it all the time. Drums are such an inspiration for me personally and have like helped me develop as a human. This idea of becoming somewhat the center of yourself in order to deliver amongst, you know, throughout your body and all the tools of the trade around you. It requires a concentration. It requires a science. It requires the ability to trust the components of the environment you're in. Would you agree with that? And how do you tell students that drumming facilitates their everyday life?
You know, it's really, there's so many parts to it. Now, one other thing I think that's important is there's a physical aspect to it.
Yeah.
If you're really working at the drums, you're going to feel your body working as well. And that's why, you know, the biggest thing I tell students is like, we have to work out all parts of our body for drumming, our mind, mm-hmm. the coordination of the limbs, mm-hmm. but also the physicality of our bodies on the throne and body posture. And, you know, I'm getting to the age now where things start hurting, so gotta be prepared for that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you know, I think jazz in general, with the component of improvisation, allows us to connect better mm-hmm. with each other. You know, it's a give and take. We have to listen. It's not just all one side or the other. It's, you know, a real give and take communal mm-hmm. operation.
Mm-hmm. And certainly creating a rhythm that you see people moving to and creating an environment of inspiration, of togetherness and all that. I read an interview one time because they were talking about the physical aspect of drumming, and the drummer Tommy Lee of Motley Crue, of course, said that he put like an odometer on his leg one time before a show, and they figured out he had jogged like 15 miles during the concert or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's good cardio.
It's definitely true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've accidentally left my my running app on while I practice, and this like shoots up to mm-hmm. 20,000, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. If people need any encouragement to embrace drumming as far as their physical workout, then there you have it. Well, Eric, thanks so much for joining us here this afternoon on Jazz 88. We're excited to have you in town this weekend. Looks like weather's going to cooperate, and you're always welcome to the Twin Cities, but we're looking forward to International Jazz Night at Clash Coffee with Eric Binder and his trio Saturday. It says the event starts at 6, so it's a nice huge helping of drumming.
I think it's going to be doors open at 6, and I think there's just three sets mm-hmm. one after another because, yeah. you know, like you said, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. And folks can check that on the website and even arrange to have lessons with Eric Friday night. So it's all there.
And Saturday during the day.
Oh, you're doing lessons during the day Saturday. We're going to put him to work when he gets to town. That's what happens when drummers get to the Twin Cities. We put them to work. Well, thanks again so much, Eric. Have safe travels, and we're looking forward to having you in town this weekend.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.